Utah legislators have approved a resolution that could increase teachers' salaries, but it's contingent on the state taking control of half of its federal lands. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
House Joint Resolution 8 states that if Utah could take control of half of its federal lands, and that is a huge if, then half of the net revenue from the land would be used to increase teacher salary in the state, up to 25%. Republican Senator Ann Milner is one of the sponsors of the resolution. She said that this is an effort to attract and retain teachers during a time when many school districts have reported shortages.
It's a resolution that just says our teachers are important. We would like to be able to raise our salaries. The challenges we've always had is having the resources to do that.
A resolution like this primarily just expresses intent. Basically, lawmakers are saying they would like to pay our teachers more, but Utah needs control of its public lands first. And for Steve Haslam, a teacher at Copper Hills High School in West Jordan, this kind of statement is discouraging.
It kind of hits me in the gut. I feel like it's a brilliant strategy, but it's very manipulative at the same time.
Haslam says he is a big supporter of protecting federal lands. He doesn't want to believe that those lands are the only way to make Utah teacher salaries more competitive. Andrea Rohr, director of the Utah Education Policy Center at the University of Utah, says it's always encouraging to see teacher retention discussed at the legislature.
I like that it checks the boxes of identifying the issue, calling attention to it, and stating that it is a need that we need to address.
But as far as this approach being a practical one, that remains to be seen. The resolution is now passed both the House and the Senate. Lee Hale, KUER News.